Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
This is Melita Cameron-Wood for Fred Film Radio, and I'm here today at Largo Film Festival in Northern Italy with Mary Pons, who is the producer of Ocean's Memories, a dance film that's featured in the Moving Bodies dance section at Largo 2017. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Lovely to have you here with us. Can you tell me a little bit about how you feel to be at Largo this year?
Oh, it's really wonderful to be. It's a discovery, actually. It's the first time I'm here, and I heard quite recently about the festival and about the dance section inside the festival. And it's really an amazing... We are sitting now in front of this magnificent lake, and it's quite a wonderful place, actually, to screen film, dance films and short films and all kind of films. Quite
The settings. It's amazing. Quite amazing. You can probably hear in the background lots of animals barking, and that is all part of the setup here. How usual do you think it is to have this type of multidisciplinary festival, sort of incorporating dance performances, dance films alongside short films and documentaries? Is it something you've come across frequently before?
Actually, not very much, because usually it's quite specialized. There are screen dance festivals and, let's say, regular dance film festivals for short films and features. And this kind of mix that is happening here is also really, really interesting, of course. And I'm quite, frankly, amazed about, because there are also workshops here about film critics and a lot of different activities. And it's really like a strong point of this festival, and I'm quite amazed to discover all the different disciplines that are trying to bring together and to build dialogue in between and bridges in between different disciplines.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really great place for meeting points, I feel, sort of between people involved in different disciplines.
Yeah.
How did you come to get involved in dance films? Was it something you always wanted to do? Did you always want to produce dance films?
Well, actually, I studied cinema when I was a student, and I did a dance film with Noemi Philipson, who is here also, a filmmaker, and then I studied dance, so I always was interested in both. And let's say on the way I met people who were filmmakers, and I started to work with Bertrand Guéry and Thibaut Rasse, who did Ocean's Memories. And it was quite a nice, it is a nice collaboration, because they are really in this crossroad between dance and cinema, and finding also new ways to interact between dance and cinema and to film dance. So that was really an interest for me. I work also in France as a dance critic, so I also write about dance. So I kind of found
a nice crossover.
Yeah, exactly.
And how did you choose the location for Ocean's Memories? Because I thought it was quite a beautiful setting. And I've seen a few dance films that have been set by the sea. And I was wondering, is that something you tend to look for? Or what do you look for in the locations?
Actually, in every film Bertrand and Thibault make, there's this great attention paid to the location. Because we are working on a series called All We Can Do Is Dance that is really site-specific, and we travel through different cities and we choose together with the dancer a specific place that, I don't know, inspires both the filmmaker and the dancer. And I think that was also the case for Ocean Memories, this kind of deserted beach, really nice setting. It's not far from where one of the director lives, so I think he knows area quite well. And... And yes, I think that's how it turned out to be there. But it's quite it's really nice, kind of dreamy also landscape.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, I thought that watching it as well. And you said you're doing this project, All We Can Do Is Dance, and from speaking to you earlier, you said you want to do it around Europe in different locations. Are you looking to collaborate with locals to find locations in those areas? And you talked to us a bit about that project.
Yes, actually, yes. It's a series of video dance, which started in France, because the three of us are based in France, and a bit in Switzerland and in Brussels. That's how the series started geographically.
Okay.
And the idea basically is to travel and to meet dancers in the cities where they work and dance and live. and to do like a portrait of the city through its dancing scene and through the young makers who work there. And since we are traveling to a city which sometimes we don't know anything about, it's always a collaboration with the dancers and the locals living there. So, okay, what would you think would be a great place to do a dance improvisation? Because we work always with improvisations. And yes, it's really important to collaborate also with dance theaters that sometimes help us. Okay, oh yeah, there's this great place that could be nice. And it's always a dialogue and a conversation with the people who live in the cities. Yeah,
and if someone wanted to get involved in that, if any of our listeners are interested in sort of getting in touch, how should they go about that?
So the whole series is online, so you can watch it on our website, which is allwecando.net. And there's my contact on the website. And if you will be thrilled if to create new collaborations, and often it starts like that. Say, oh, it would be wonderful to do something here, like in Barcelona, for example. Would you come? And yeah, sure. And we'll try to find partnerships and to do to set up a production there. And because actually it's quite, to produce the series, it's quite light because we bring all the gear with us. And it's mainly 2 or 3 days.
I think that would definitely be quite enticing for quite a few people if they don't need to provide the material as well, just turn up and dance. Sounds really exciting. Can you talk to us a little bit about the main differences that you've experienced when making a dance film as opposed to, say, a regular short film?
Well, I think the main... Well, actually, working with Bertrand Thibault, because they have a very special eye for dance, on dance, and I think the... one of the great things I've learned is to really work with improvisation. And I'm not just talking about improvisation in dance, but to be able to be really reactive about what's happening now. So as with the camera work, and to always work in dialogue with the movement, and to be really super responsive and quick about, okay, what's happening now and how should I, what is the best way for me to capture this? So really... being, I don't know, flexible and alert about what's happening now, and being able to capture
things at the last minute.
Yes, because usually cinema, we always think of it as a quite heavy, really that needs to be prepared months in advance, and that's the case. I mean, that's a really heavy preparation usually to make a short film.
Yeah,
and with dance, it's always okay. We have to adapt to whatever is going to happen. So, I think that's one of the quality that characterizes dance, and that is that appears in this relationship between camera and dance.
Yeah, and I can imagine if all the dancers are improvised, then I mean, do the film crews and the dancers have a discussion beforehand to try and work out the vague routine of what's going to happen, or is it all very much sort of plunged in the deep end?
Yeah, actually, it's usually, for example, we shot a series in London. We were in London in February, and so I recruited the dancers, so we talked through email about, okay, where should we meet? So, for example, it was like, okay, we meet Tuesday at King's Cross at 2 p.m., and so we meet there, on this day we see, okay, there's a lot of people, or oh, this seems like a nice place to start, and let's say we end up here, because each video is usually 2-3 minutes maximum in dance improvisation, and then we go, and it's usually 1 or 2 takes, and then that's it, because okay, you have the people passing by, and you just have to take this into account also. So it's
definitely quite fluid, I suppose.
Yeah.
We've got a fair bit of natural background noise here. And could you just give us a brief summary of Ocean's Memories for people who are listening who might want to try and see the film?
So Ocean's Memories is an encounter between four dancers on a beach, on a deserted beach, and it could be early morning. There's interaction with the musician also, so there's this music and dance interaction. And it's kind of, there's this idea of having lost something with the memories, that something happened on this beach before, and those four dancers are here to recreate something, maybe. There's this idea of something that is lost. It's also really about their personalities, because there are four quite different dancers in the way they dance and the physicality. So you have kind of a almost characters, even though it's not narrative. There's no narrative really about it, but kind of this encounter in between four personalities also in this quite, also as I said, dreamy also atmosphere and landscape, because there's also a work about an original music composed for the film, which brings also a lot to the atmosphere.
No, I think that really comes across. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And I'm sure lots of our listeners will be trying to track you down on the internet.
Thank you very much.
So that was Melita Cameron Wood for Fred Film Radio with Marie Pons at Largo Film Fest. Thanks for listening.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.